address you when they're talking with you. You need to get that?
No, she get a yes, sir, and all this. But usually the blacks I knew when I grew up were French speaking niggas, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they would call in and always say, "Oui, Monsieur Besson," just like you'd say, "Yeah, Mr. Besson," or "Yeah, Mr. Judge Adam," or whatever their address. It was always "Yes, sir," "No, sir." They were fed outside with the rest of the animals.
Yeah. Okay, now, when somebody was waiting for you, they'd call in and yell at you, "Hey, you gonna be ready soon?" You'd say, "Well, I'll be with you in just
a minute." Okay. Spell more, not a few more. You know, and translated in English, "Wait for me, I'll be there in a little while," you know.
Okay. Now, you knew you were on the right road to somewhere, but you didn't know how, you're not sure the distance. You'd say, "How?"
"How far? Come on, I want to see." You know, wait. In French it sounds, "Right. How far is it?" would be translated back into English.
All right. When you're pointing out something nearby to somebody, you'd say,
"Not là," in French, "right there."
Look, yeah.
Look, it's right there. See? I mean, of course, in French it sounds different. A lot of them slang in French sounds right, but when you translate them back into English, you have to kind of take the last word and put it first, you know?
Uh-huh.
And vice versa, it doesn't sound right in English, like around in St. Martin Parish. They murdered the French language because everything they say, they put "me" in front of it. "Me" yeah. "do this" and "me" "do that" when they say it in French. You can't translate it in English. "Mon va aller là-bas" means "me go over there," translated in English. Doesn't sound right in English. But they call that nigger French. That's what they call nigger French.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Now, if you wanted to agree with a friend, say, when he said he wasn't going to do something, you'd say, "Well, me..."
"Me too."
"Me neither."
Me neither.
Yeah.
"Moi non plus."
Uh-huh.
In French, it sounds perfect, which means "me neither."
Okay. Now, in parts of your... Where was, when people thought they were getting a fever, sometimes they would...
They put their hand on their forehead and feel their forehead.
Yeah.
You can't keep fever, you know, got a little fever. They could tell right now.
Okay. Now, an old time storekeeper would keep his pencil...
Right behind his ear. He was always handy.
Okay. If he was right-handed, he'd keep it behind him.
If he wasn't right with it?
If he was right-handed, he would...
Right hand for right hand, left or vice versa. I don't know, I never paid that much attention, but we still do that today. If I'm working carpentry work around here, I'll take my pencil behind my ear.
Which ear are you?
Well, I'll always stick it on my right side.
You're right.
On my right ear. Never use it, never switch ears, because I know it's just a habit, I guess. That more or less became a habit, I would imagine, you know.
Not behind your... Something now left-handed person and put it behind his...
They're probably pulling by his left ear, right ear, or vice, whichever. But some people are funny. I'm a left-handed.
Yeah, you are?
I am strictly left-handed. I don't write left-handed. But I am left-handed, and I carried a gun when I was first on the police force on the left-hand side for years. But then I got myself to get used to carry it on the right side, even though I carry it backwards, you know, the handle facing the front of me. But because it was so in the way, left-handed.
You mean like this?
Right. That's correct. That's how I carry a gun. Because it got so awkward on the left side. It'd get in the way all the time. Every time I'd sit down, it would get hit against the door. I'd open the door, it would hit then, and I always mess up the leather work on it. So I got to practicing, it took a long time to get used to putting that gun on the right-hand side. But I'm used to it now. It don't bother me. Shoulder holster is the only thing I'll wear. I wear a shoulder holster on the left. There you go.
Yeah.
On the right side of my body, but all the rest of them.
Names for different types of little guns. What about that little gun that they invented up in New Orleans? You know,
the Derringer.
Okay.
I have one upstairs.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's in my car. Keep it.
What about little guns that they would build? That they would make? People would make. Gangs would use them in the city.
Saturday Night Special.
Okay.
That's what they refer to them to be.
Yeah.
Little handguns.
Handguns or zip guns?
Zip guns.
Yeah.